Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjit Kaur with World News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his UK counterpart Keir Starmer to hold talks in Mumbai today. Two prime ministers to also deliver keynote address in Global FinTech Fest. India and Australia signed key defence agreements during Defence Minister Rajnath Singh's visit to Canberra. International Monetary Fund Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva lauds India's role in driving global economic growth. Israel and Hamas agree to first phase of peace plan to stop fighting in Gaza and release hostages. And in cricket, India to take on South Africa in ICC Women's ODI World Cup in Vishakhapatnam this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his UK counterpart Keir Starmer will hold talks in Mumbai today. Mr. Starmer is accompanied by the largest ever trade delegation from the UK. The two prime ministers will take stock of progress in diverse aspects of the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership in line with Vision 2035. More details from our correspondent.
The agreement's first phase includes the release of all remaining hostages held by Hamas in exchange for a number of Palestinian prisoners.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will host Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Sir Keir Starmer, at the Rajbhavan here in Mumbai at around 10 a.m. today. The Prime Ministers of India and UK will take stock of progress of India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership in line with Vision 2035. The Prime Ministers are also going to issue a joint press statement and address the media. At around 1:40 in the afternoon, Prime Ministers of both countries will attend the CEO Forum at the Jio World Centre. Both leaders will engage with businesses and industry leaders on opportunities presented by the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement. Later, at around 3 p.m., Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Starmer will participate in the sixth edition of the Global FinTech Fest at the Jio World Centre in Mumbai and deliver keynote addresses. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
India and Australia have inked key defence agreements during the visit of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to Australia. The defence agreements were signed in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Australia's Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Richard Marles. Both the leaders reviewed the full spectrum of India-Australia defence cooperation, including defence industry, cyber defence, maritime security and regional challenges. They reaffirmed the importance of India-Australia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. On a social media post, Rajnath Singh said that he highlighted the rapid growth of India's defence industry and India's growing stature as a credible source of high-quality defence tech globally. Both leaders discussed potential for deeper defence industry partnership between India and Australia. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also thanked Australia for its steadfast support on cross-border terrorism and shared regional stability. He added, together, both nations will deepen cooperation for a free, open and resilient Indo-Pacific. Australian Defence Minister Richard Marles said the newly signed defence agreement with India is a hugely significant step in strengthening the operational partnership between the two nations' armed forces.
Well, I think the significance of today is that what we are seeing in terms of a deep trust and a strategic alignment is now being expressed in a much deeper operational level of engagement between our two defence forces. The agreement that we've signed in terms of staff talks between our operational commands is hugely significant. I mean, this will really see a much closer operational engagement between our two defence forces, and we're very excited about that.
Rajnath Singh also held a meeting with Prime Minister of Australia, Hon Anthony Albanese. The Defence Minister, on a social media post, said, expressed confidence that India-Australia bilateral relationship will continue to grow deeper and stronger. International Monetary Fund, IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva has lauded India's role in driving global economic growth. She said global growth patterns have been changing over the years, notably with China decelerating steadily while India develops into a key growth engine. Her remarks come ahead of next week's World Bank and IMF annual meetings in Washington, where finance ministers and central bank governors will convene. IMF also announced that global economy is projected to grow by 3% this year. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the world news. US President Donald Trump has announced that Israel and Hamas have agreed to the first phase of a US-brokered peace plan to pause fighting in Gaza and release hostages, ending the two-year-old war. Trump's announcement followed an intense day of negotiations in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. A report.
The agreement's first phase includes the release of all remaining hostages held by Hamas in exchange for a number of Palestinian prisoners, alongside a phased Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. Trump's 20-point peace framework, which formed the basis of the negotiations, also calls for Hamas disarmament and an internationally supervised reconstruction of Gaza. The initial phase of the Gaza peace deal was confirmed by Israeli officials, Hamas, and mediator Qatar. In a statement, Hamas said it has reached an agreement to end the war in Gaza, saying the deal includes an Israeli withdrawal from the enclave and a hostage-prisoner exchange. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also welcomed the announcement, describing it as a great day for Israel. The agreement was reached just a day after the second anniversary of Hamas attack on Israel. Payal Sharma for World News.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the agreement on the first phase of US President Donald Trump's peace plan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed hope that the release of hostages and enhanced humanitarian assistance to the people of Gaza will bring respite to them and pave the way for lasting peace. He added that this is also a reflection of the strong leadership of Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu. In the ICC Women's ODI World Cup, host India will face South Africa in 10th league stage match of the tournament in Visakhapatnam this afternoon. The match will begin at 3 p.m. We have more details from our sports desk.
The women in blue will look to continue their winning streak while South Africa will play their third match within a week. India managed to register comfortable wins against Sri Lanka and Pakistan. South Africa, on the other hand, faced a major defeat against England in their opening match, but then came back on track with a win over New Zealand. Talking about stats, both the teams faced each other 33 times in ODIs, with India winning at 20 occasions. In the yesterday's clash of the tournament, Australia defeated Pakistan by 107 runs in Colombo, making it a one-sided clash. Pakistan got bundled out for just 114 runs against the target of 222 runs set by the Australia. Next we have from the BWF World Junior Mixed Team Championship 2025, where the Indian badminton team marched into the quarterfinals with a confident 45-37, 45-34 win against the UAE in the third and last Group H clash in Guwahati yesterday. Last we have from the AFC Asian Cup Saudi Arabia 2027 qualifiers, where India will take on host Singapore in the final round Group C clash at the National Stadium of Singapore. The senior Indian team are currently at the bottom of Group C in the qualifiers. However, all that could change if they achieve good results in the double header against Singapore. Chirag Jha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
French President Emmanuel Macron will appoint a new prime minister within the next 48 hours. This comes days after newly appointed French Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu stepped down just weeks after taking office. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his UK counterpart Keir Starmer to hold talks in Mumbai today. Two prime ministers to also deliver keynote address in Global FinTech Fest. India and Australia signed key defence agreements during Defence Minister Rajnath Singh's visit to Canberra. International Monetary Fund Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva lauds India's role in driving global economic growth. Israel and Hamas agree to first phase of peace plan to stop fighting in Gaza and release hostages. And in cricket, India to take on South Africa in ICC Women's ODI World Cup in Visakhapatnam this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.